Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
How hard is it to become a Christian? And once you're saved, is the Christian life supposed to be hard or easy? Jesus called it a narrow, hard path, but then he said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Which is it? We're studying Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, where Jesus says, "Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Jesus is highlighting the difference between these two gates. Last time we talked about the first two that he mentions. They differ in popularity. One's popular, one's not. And in exclusivity. One is exclusive, one is broad. Today, we'll look at one more.
So, these gates differ in their popularity, and they differ in their exclusivity, whom they exclude. And then thirdly, they differ in their difficulty. That's the point of the narrow and the wide. The word translated narrow in verse 14, slibo is the Greek word. It's usually translated trouble or affliction. This is it's a common word for trouble, hardship. When the people in the Greek language wanted to convey the idea of having a rough time, they used the metaphor of narrowness. And so usually it's translated trouble. In fact, it's very closely related to the word for persecution, phlipsis. It's kind of like in our language, we have a little bit of that. We talk about being hard-pressed or being in a tight spot. It's the idea of trouble. And so by calling this gate narrow and using that word to describe the narrowness of it, Jesus is saying this is a hard road. It's hard. It's difficult. And by calling that other gate wide, Jesus is saying, oh, that one's easy. It's easy. Some of you may have been taught that Christianity is easy. It's easy to become a Christian. It's a piece of cake. It's a matter of walking forward in an invitation, raising your hand, signing a card, repeating a little prayer, makes no real demands on your life, no demands on your heart. That teaching, it's known as easy believism, or some people call it the anti-lordship salvation view, just this idea that you don't have to repent, you don't have to confess Jesus as Lord, you don't have to entrust your life to Him. Zane Hodges is famous for teaching this doctrine. He says that being a Christian requires, quote, no spiritual commitment whatsoever, end quote. He says, and if you ask him, well, what about all the discipleship stuff, and Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple, you have to do all this stuff. And he says, oh, that's just for disciples. Disciples, they have to bow the knee to Jesus, but regular Christians don't. And he's got two different kinds of Christians. And then he says this, how fortunate that one's entrance into the kingdom of God did not depend on his discipleship. If it did, how few would ever enter the kingdom? That's one thing Zane Hodges is right about. And there's that same argument again. People see the narrowness of the gate and they say that can't be right. It can't be right. Because if that's true, then how few? Hardly anybody gets to heaven. That just can't be right. And so instead of accepting Jesus' word that only a few people make it into heaven, they invent all kinds of religious systems to somehow get the masses into heaven. Jesus couldn't have been more clear. Few people will go to heaven because the gate and the road are hard. They're difficult. And so that's why he says in Luke 13:24, make every effort to enter through the narrow door. Try your heart. That word, make every effort, it's agonizomai. It's to strive, to struggle. It's the word used for athletes and striving to win in the games. It speaks of the utmost effort. You got to try hard. Wide road is easy to find. It's easy to get on. It's easy to stay on. It's crowded. People love that road because it's downhill, it's paved, and it's wide, and there's no double yellows, there's no lanes at all. You just do whatever you want, go wherever you want. It's just an easy road. People love it. But the narrow road is hard. really hard in a number of ways. For one thing, it's hard even to find it in the first place, just to find it. Verse 14, he says, only a few find it. So it's not that, you know, everybody sees this road and they just say, oh, no, thanks, I'll pass. There are people looking and looking and looking, searching every religious book that comes out. They're looking and searching and never find it. They never even discover it. It's hard to find. There are so many false gospels and false religions and wrong teachings out there that if you want to find the truth, it's not easy. You could spend years of your life going to 100 different churches before you find one that would teach you the truth. And when you finally do find it, it's hard to recognize the truth as being true because there's part of us that just doesn't want to accept it. We don't want to believe it. And so when we do, it does kind of get presented to us, we miss it even then because the narrow gate is so hard to find. Hard to find. And then once you do find it, it's hard to enter it. Hard to get in. Hard to go through. Because in order to get through this gate, you have to let go of your sin and any earthly treasure that you're clinging to. You have to let go of everything. It's like a turnstile. You can't bring any luggage through there. You have to drop everything to go through by yourself. You can bring nothing through. You have to let go of your sin. You say, wait a minute. I have to be perfect before I can go through the narrow gate? No, no. Of course, you don't have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. The issue isn't that you're done with sin. You're still going to struggle with sin. Every Christian stumbles in sin every day. Jesus doesn't require that you have total victory over your sin in order to enter the narrow gate, but he does require that you regard him as a greater treasure and a greater source of happiness and fulfillment and joy and satisfaction than anything in this world. If there's something in this world that you're looking to, you say, I have to have that in order to be happy, and you will not let go of that, whether it be some sin or relationship or whatever, you cannot pass through the gate. Anything more important to you than Jesus Christ in this world, and you won't let go of that, you cannot make it through this gate. Matthew 13:44, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy he went and sold all he had and bought that field. You cannot have the treasure unless you give up everything else as an inferior treasure. Treasure is free to everybody, but you can only get it if you treasure it more than you treasure everything else. So the gate's hard to find, and when you find it, it's hard to accept, hard to enter it. And once you do enter it, then it's hard to travel. The road is hard to travel. Jesus switches the analogy from a gate to a road. Once you pass through the gate, now you're traveling on this very difficult, narrow, constricted, hard road. It's hard to become a Christian. And then once you become a Christian, it's hard to live the Christian life. Difficult. It's a life of humbling yourself and forsaking the treasures and joys of this world in favor of treasures and joys in the next life. It's a life of suffering and persecution in this life. You read the whole Sermon on the Mount, it's all suffering and persecution. It's hard. Now, you might hear that and say, wait a second, I thought the Christian life is a life of joy. Aren't you up here preaching all the time about the joy and everything else? What about Jesus' words in Matthew 11 where he said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. How can Jesus say the road is hard on one hand and turn right around and say the burden is light? Which is it? Is it hard or easy? Well, the answer is, Christian life is a hard road that is made easier and easier the more closely you draw near to Jesus. That's why he said, come to me and I will give you rest by putting a yoke on you. A yoke is for work. But the rest comes from the coming to him. The lightness of the burden comes in the Christian life, not from the removal of the difficulty, not from the removal of suffering, but from the strength and encouragement that you receive through fellowship with Jesus. That's what makes it light. You're stronger because of your love for Christ. It's like Jacob. Remember Jacob? He worked 14 years to get his wife, Rachel, to get Rachel as his wife. But then in Genesis 20:20, it says that those years seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Our love for Christ has a similar effect. We draw near to Him and we receive grace from Him. And it makes the load seem light. This heavy load. So ironically, it's the people who are on the hard, narrow road who are joyful and unburdened. And it's the people on the wide, easy road who are loaded down with bondage to sin, handcuffed to the consequences of their sin, and just so enslaved to the pursuit of sin that Proverbs 13:15 says the way of the unfaithful is hard. It's hard.
Which part of the Christian life are you finding the hardest right now, the most burdensome? It is in that area where you most need to draw near to Christ. What could you do to increase your fellowship with the Lord, specifically in that area? How could you transform your thoughts about that area into acts of fellowship with Christ? And how could you change your attitudes about that thing into attitudes of worship?
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.